This actress is retaining on Heidi Marie Tasson. Tasson is T as in Thomas, T-A-S-S-O-N-E. Heidi Marie, H-E-I-D-E-M-A-R-I-E. H-E-I-D-E-M-A-R-I-E. Date of birth is 1365. Date of visit 6/11/26. Please make a copy for Donette Williams. D as in David. D-O-N-N-E-T-T-E. Williams. W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Next paragraph. Dear Donette, thank you for sending Heidi Marie Tasson for pulmonary evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 61-year-old female who has a prior history of smoking for over 30 years. Has had an occasional cough and shortness of breath with exertion. Period. She was sent for a chest CT on 1/29/26, which apparently showed a lobulated mass in the superior segment of the right lower lobe, measuring 2.1 centimeter, which appears to extend to the pleura. Period. The patient was also found to have a nodule in the right middle lobe at 1.7 centimeter. The patient was suspected to have a malignant lesion and has been seen by Dr. Alvaro Martin, the pulmonologist. And the right lung nodule has previously been documented in August of 25. She went for a biopsy of the right lung nodule, which was a robotic bronchoscope, and the pathology reportedly was benign. The patient also was seen by radiation oncology. March of 26, and Apparently, they did not find any pathology reports, and a follow-up chest CT. I'm sorry, the patient was treated with definitive SBRT in 5 fractions that was completed on 4/8/26. Can you please change the biopsy was benign? The patient had a biopsy attempted, which was a navigational bronchoscope, but it was aborted due to high risk. Of pneumothorax due to the location of the nodule. SBRT was then given in 5 fractions, which was completed on 4/8/26. Patient presently has no new symptoms and denies hemoptysis, fever, chills, and night sweats. She has had no recent weight loss. She did have a PFT, which shows moderate obstructive airways disease. Next paragraph, past history includes history for mild CVA, history for COPD and emphysema, history of lung nodules, previous history for colonoscopy, and bronchoscopy. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Habits of patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 35 years. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of alcoholism, mother died of COPD. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has weight loss and some fatigue, no glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and hay fever. She has shortness of breath, and she has no abdominal pains, heartburn, or black stools, but has diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has bleeding gums. She has muscle stiffness and aches. No seizures, headaches, or numbness in the extremities. No skin rash or itching. She does have some anxiety or depression. Next, physical exam. Medlist included Advair disc to 50 by 50, one puff twice daily. Protonics 40 milligrams daily. Bipropion 300 milligrams daily. Lysix 20 milligrams daily. Potassium chloride 20 milligrams daily. Amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 80 milligrams HS. Buspar 10 milligrams BID. Next. Physical exam, this moderately overweight, middle-aged female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 130 by 75, respirations are 16, tension 97.2, weight is 219, saturation 95. HE and ear non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no provision of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung feels essentially clear. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesion. No calf tenderness, reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor depth. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Feel pity with the emphysema. Number 2 is right lung nodule. Status post SBRT. And number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Number 5 is depression. Next plan, the patient patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT of the chest in 2 months. To continue with the Advair disc to 50 by 51 per first a day. And albuterol inhaler 2 puffs. TIDPRN. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Thank you, it's Dr. D'Souza. Copy of this for Donette Williams, D-O-N-N-E-T-T-E, Donette. D as in David, D-O-N-N-E-T-T-E, Williams, M-D. Thank you.